Reading. Now we live in an aging society. The increase of the aging population in Japan has created a new social situation. Japan needs a labor force in a field not so popular among the Japanese youth. Nurses and caregivers will be needed, so Japan has accepted some candidates in several Asian countries, like Indonesia and the Philippines. Hannah worked for 5 years as a nurse in Indonesia before coming to Japan. I became a nurse and wanted to work in other countries like Japan. But I first had to battle the country's tough immigration policy. Japanese is a very difficult language to me, and the exam is so hard, said Hannah. She spent her mornings helping to feed and change the clothing of elderly people at a hospital in Tokyo, and her evenings cramming for the test. She has failed the test twice. She can have one more shot at it before being sent home. As Hannah does, foreign nurses must pass the exam in Japanese within 3 years or go home. In the meantime, they work as nursing aides. Hospitals pay their board and provide Japanese language training. Most end up returning home, unable to master written Japanese, which is required for the National Nursing License Examination. The Japanese Nursing Association backs the stringent test for foreigners, saying that proficiency in Japanese is a safety requirement. Some efforts, however, have been made to improve the passing rate, giving foreigners extra time for the test and allowing some nurses who failed 3 times to apply for a special 1-year extension. The government seems to have been reluctant to rely on foreigners to meet the nursing shortfall. It allowed only a few hundred nurses to come, a small number compared with Japan's 1 million nurses. Hannah says, I just can't see the government really working to facilitate the anchoring of foreign nurses in Japan.